So Saturday of last week, you had a lot of things pending post O'Grady. Several deals have been done. I suppose the next question is, how many more deals are in the pipeline at Barnsley?
Enough.
Define enough.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to get back to one-word answers, Andy, from our last discussion. Joking aside, I think it's probably obvious down the right-hand side we're a little light in terms of right-back and right midfield. I think with Hourihane now and Bailey, we've got two fantastic central midfielders. With young Brad Abbott, who's been flying in pre-season, in particular against Torino, and young Digby, it's probably not unfair to suggest we might just look maybe for one more in that area. I don't suppose there's a football manager in the country that's not banging down the chief exec and the chairman and the owner's door for an extra striker or three. We're not at three, by the way. Mm-hmm. But
funny, Danny mentioned three. Literally, yeah. Honestly, I'm not lying to you. He said one, two, three, and then stopped. So how many more strikers do you want?
Well, look, there's teams worse than us that have collected strikers. But I think, joking aside, we have always known where we needed to strengthen. I think people forget that we did do three bits of business right at the start of the summer. But unfortunately, you know, the exits sort of gathered the media coverage, and with that they gather the more negative media coverage and also comment from our fans in the various forums and alike. So yeah, I think we know where we want to strengthen. We have our lists. They haven't really changed, and we've been very lucky that the targets we've identified, or the target list that we've had, we've tended to get the ones right towards the top of that list. And I can give the supporters every confidence that unless something untoward happens, the players that Danny, working with the staff and in consultation with the board and the owner, I think you'll get most of those over the next 7 to 10 days as well.
Right, because I was going to ask, you've obviously had the signings this last couple of days. So it's now not going to drag on. You're going to continue apace to try and finish the squad all in time for the start of the season.
I guess I need you to define what you mean by pace there. But
well, on the basis of this week, your pace is pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think there's some negativity because I've not actually signed someone in the last 24, 48 hours. But do you know what? Isn't it better that we knew this positive reaction would come? We knew where we wanted to go. We needed... probably Chris. Chris is the one contract. And look, Chris, and who may not be interested in Chris, has at least provided you with something to grill me and my counterparts at Sheffield United about. But joking aside, once Chris moved on, that contract was a large contract. And as I explained in our piece last week, Andy, we do have a competitive League One budget, and we're able to have a competitive League One budget for two reasons. One, a fantastic supporter base who've renewed in number, and I thank them again for that. And two, we've got a fantastically supportive owner who again has stood by the football club as he has for circa the last 10 years. And once Chris moved on, I knew from Patrick's historic and current commitment to the football club that it would allow us to go and do what's required for us to have the type of player that you need to be competitive towards the top of this division.
It will be remiss of me not to ask, in part because of what he said to us, James Coppinger, is he on that list then? Is he a Barnsley target?
I think you and I have done enough interviews over the last 12 months to know that I don't comment on individual speculation. James Coppinger, I think, made 36 appearances for Doncaster last year, and definitely I remember the first half of the second half when they came back at us strongly at the Keep Moat at the end of last year. So James Coppinger, having worked in football for the last 10 years, is a player that I know well. As to whether James Coppinger becomes a Barnsley player, I don't think that's right for me to comment on, given the proximity of Doncaster.
He's a free agent.
I'm sure he is a free agent, but I equally don't want to stir up. I think I had enough defending your questions on Chris O'Grady and the media circus that surrounded Sheffield United's alleged interest in him over the course of the summer. So I think on James Coppinger, I won't stir that one up unless I need to.
Because, well, I suppose it depends on your viewpoint. You're here for Barnsley, but in terms of opportunism, Barnsley have seen their moment with Doncaster Rovers, haven't they, this week with Bailey and Turnbull?
When the time's right, maybe first week in September when there's a bit of calm, I'll invite you and Mr. Staten and the rest of the BBC Radio Sheffield into my office. I'll show you our list of targets. I'll show you the date that we created on the computer. And you can probably then honestly and independently report on how well we did to get our targets.
I look forward to that day. Let's talk about somebody else who's a bit more easy to talk about then. Hoskins. Is he someone Danny wants? Are you going to try and get a deal done with him?
Yeah, Will Hoskins is a player, I think, at this level, both for Rotherham and for Bristol Rovers, who scored goals at this level. He's a fantastic footballer. He struck me as having settled in with the group in Italy very well. Good character. Will Hoskins, without his injury worries, would be still at Brighton. And if not back in the Premier League, I think, if I'm right, Adey Boothroyd signed him in the Premier League for Watford. Will spent a bit of time with, well, spent a good proportion of pre-season. He did just have to have 2 or 3 days out of training while we were away, but he did play and he competed very well in the Torino game. I think what I've discussed with his representatives is that he stays and finishes this week. He'll play against Hull tomorrow. And then I think we owe it to Will and his representatives to sit down and clarify our position over Sunday and Monday. So as and when you catch up with Danny next week or myself, Andy, or any other member of the coaching staff or the media team, we'll have a clear position, I'd imagine, by probably Monday in terms of the working week on Will Hoskins.